在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
In eastern Afghanistan, U.S. Special Forces troops have reportedly been deployed around Khost in Paktia province to pursue Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda fighters as U.S. warplanes continue to pound suspected al-Qaeda training camps in the area. Witnesses in Khost tell VOA that several U.S. helicopters carrying troops landed overnight near the border with Pakistan in Paktia province. The troops are believed to be on a mission to hunt down remnants of al-Qaeda and their Taliban supporters.U.S. warplanes also continued to bomb targets around Khost Monday for the fifth straight day. The town was used as a training base by al-Qaeda and was hit by U.S. cruise missiles following the bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. Khost also serves as the headquarters of a former Taliban minister, Jalaluddin Haqqani, who is high on the U.S.'s most wanted list of suspected terrorists.A number of al-Qaeda fighters are thought to have fled into the mountains near Khost from Tora Bora, the area seized by anti-Taliban forces last month after vicious U.S. bombing attacks on al-Qaeda cave complexes there. A local military commander in Khost, Kamal Khan, says he welcomes the presence of U.S. soldiers on the ground. He says his men have seen al-Qaeda members moving in and out of the area, and they need to be captured. But he says the United States should stop its bombing campaign.
نباید ایستادش کنه. خب اینجا که اقلن اگه باشه خب یکی که نفر باشه.
It's great that American troops are here to get the al-Qaeda men, Mr. Khan says. But he says he thinks that dropping bombs are putting too many civilians at risk. The commander, however, admits he does not know if any civilians in Khost have been killed by U.S. bombs.In Kabul Monday, the UN envoy to Afghanistan, Lakhdar Brahimi, discussed the issue of civilian casualties with the new U.S. Special Envoy, Zameh Khalizad. Mr. Brahimi says he has not asked the United States to stop the bombings, but he says that both sides are deeply concerned about reports of civilian deaths. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Kabul.